力量心中向往西安大道的这人便为有福。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。
Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The early rain also covers it with blessings.
他们行走，力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
那我们特别注意，这里有一句话叫做向往，靠你有力量，心中向往西安大道的，这人便为有福。
We want to especially pay attention to the verse where it says, How blessed is a man whose strength is in you, and whose heart are the highways to Zion.
这里特别讲西安大道。
Here it speaks about the highways to Zion.
往西安有一条大道。
Now there are highways to Zion.
如果有人他心里向往西安大道。
If someone has a heart after the highway to Zion,
这人便为有福。
This is a blessed man.
不过他要准备好，当他真的走在这个西安大道的时候。
But he has to be ready. If he really wants to walk this way of Zion,
他们要经过流泪谷。
They have to go through the valley of Baca.
叫这谷变为泉源之地。
That they may make it a spring.
并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
Then the early rain will cover it with blessings.
他们行走，力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
所以把这些思想放在一起。
So if you put these thoughts together,
我们这一次的主题就是四堂的主题。
And then the theme of these four sessions we have,
就是基督徒的上行路。
And this is the life of degrees for Christians.
我们知道基督徒的路乃是上行的道路。
Now the way of us Christians is a life of degrees.
但这一次我们要追踪这个上行路。
Now we want to pursue this way of this upward way.
我们想知道这条路是怎么走的。
We want to know how do we go this highway.
在原文西安大道是多数的。
In the original, the highways of Zion is indeed plural.
但是圣经里面最少给我们看见一条西安的大道。
But the Bible at least shows us one such highway in the Bible.
非常清楚的。
It's actually very clear.
指明给我们。
And that's very clearly indicated to us.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
在诗篇里面。
In the Psalms.
就提供给我们一幅的图画。
And it, we find a picture.
那这幅图画就是很清楚的给我们看见到底基督徒是怎么一步一步往上走的。
And this picture shows us how us Christians how we go this way of ascent.
不过这条路并不容易。
But this way is not easy.
要经过流泪谷。
It's actually going through the valley of tears.
但是却带给我们一个祝福，叫做秋雨之福。
But then it will also bring us a blessing of the early rain.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
而且因着这个福祝福，我们能够行走力上加力。
And because of this blessing, we can go this way, strength upon strength.
因为这条路是要往上走的，所以是力上加力。
Because this way is an uphill way.
有一个目标的。
There is a goal.
个人到西安朝见神。
So that they can come to Zion to see God.
然后他就能住在耶和华的殿中。
So then he can dwell in the house of Jehovah.
那么就像大卫所说的。
So just like David said.
所以这个就是诗篇八十四篇给我们看见的有一条这样的路。
And Psalm 84 tells us of such highway.
那么因为我们这一次是个特别追求的时候。
Now because this time is a special type of meeting.
所以我们就特别从圣经里面找到这条路。
So then we want to go into the Bible to find such a highway.
那这条路就是诗篇从120篇一直到134篇那15篇所指明的一条路。
And that way is found from Psalm 120 to 134, and there we find this highway.
我们好不好大家翻到诗篇120篇。
Can we turn to Psalm 120?
从诗篇120篇你会发现从这个时候开从这一篇开始有15篇的诗篇。
Now, you'll discover that starting from Psalm 120, you find 15 Psalms.
那么上面都有个小题目。
And in the beginning of each Psalm, you find a subtitle.
上面写上行之诗
A song of ascents or degrees
意思就是说这些诗歌是帮助以色列人一步一步的往上行
Actually, this psalm is to help the people of Israel to ascend on their way.
因为这条路不容易走。
Because this way is not an easy way.
所以他们需要彼此勉励。
So they need to encourage one another.
你可以想象他们是从不同的地方，从不同出发，从迦南美地出发。
So you can imagine that they come from different parts in Canaan to go on this highway.
那么特别等到快到他们的目的地的时候，
Especially as they approach their destination.
他们发现那条路是慢慢慢慢往上走。
They discover that that way is an upward climb.
那因着上行的缘故，
Now because it's an upward climb,
你忽然发现我们有个身体。
You finally discover that you have a body.
你发现这个身体有一个重量。
You discover that this body has a weight.
你发现当你要往上的时候，有一个力量要我们往下。
That you discover that as you attempt to move upward, something's pulling you down.
所以要达到目的是何等的不容易。
So in order for you to achieve the goal, it's difficult.
那么只有大家走在一起的时候。
So only when people walk together.
你勉励我，我也勉励你。
You encourage me, I encourage you.
我如果从加利来。
If I come from Galilee.
我们本来不认。
Maybe we didn't know each other.
因为你是从南地来，是从 Negev 那一带来的。
Because you come from Negev, from the south.
我们有的从东，有的从西。
Maybe some of us come from the east, some from the
west. 我们上来彼此不认识。
We didn't know each other before.
结果因着我们要见神。
But because we wanted to come before the presence of God.
结果我们竟然相遇，竟然遇见了。
Then we met each other.
我们才发现说我们是在同一条道路上。
And then we discovered that we're on the same way.
我们都觉得这条路你不容易，我也很不容易。
You feel that it's difficult for you, it's difficult for me.
但是我里面有一首诗歌。
But in me, I have a song.
这首诗歌不光鼓励我，这首诗歌也鼓励你。
The song not only encourages me, it encourages you.
所以不知不觉，他们一面往上走，一面他们就一同唱诗歌。
So unbeknownst to them, they walked upward, but they sang at the same time.
结果他们一共唱了15首的诗篇。
And then they sang 15 songs.
所以每年到了一定的时候。
So every year at a certain time,
当他们要到西安去朝见神的时候,
when they are going to Zion to meet God,
那么他们很自然地就唱了诗歌。
Then very naturally they sing these 15 songs.
所以圣经把他们放在一起叫做上行之诗。
So the Bible put them together and called them the Song of Ascent.
我们知道以色列人他们根据圣经他们每年都要三次到耶路撒冷去。
Now the people of Israel according to the Bible need to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year.
如果大家对于地理有以色列地理有概念。
If you have a certain idea about the geography of Israel,
我们现在姑且从假定我们找到耶路撒冷。
So assume we find Jerusalem.
然后呢，我们沿着耶路撒冷，我们往东西看。
So if you look east and west of Jerusalem.
所以这个时候假定你可以做一个 cross section 做一个截面的话
So assume you can build a cross section
那么结果你就会注意到那一带的地形
And then you'll discover the geography of that land
最西边当然是地中海
To the west you find the Mediterranean Sea
最东边就是死海
To the east you find the Dead Sea
你还记得以色列复国的时候
Now do you remember when the nation of Israel was reestablished
周围的阿拉伯国家说我们要把以色列人送到地中海去
The surrounding Arab nation said we want to send Israel into the Mediterranean
后来阿拉法特进步了
Now Arafat actually later improved on that
他不说把以色列人送到地中海去
He didn't say let us send Israel to the Mediterranean
他说我们要送以色列人到死海去喝咖啡
So let us send the people of Israel to the Dead Sea to drink coffee.
所以现在你知道一个在东边，一个在西边，一个在东边。
So you know that one is on the west and one is on the east.
那么如果大家仔细的看那个地形的高度的话
，So if you look at the geology of that land and the topology of that land,
那么地中海当然是在水海平面上。
Now you know the Mediterranean is at sea level.
结果死海呢是全世界最低最低的地方。
And the Dead Sea is actually at the lowest part of this earth.
很久很久以前。
Many years back,
这个地球上有个很大的震动。
In the earth, there was a great shaking.
本来这个地球的表面很漂亮的。
Now outwardly, the earth actually looked very good. Before.
但是经过那个震动以后，这个脸就破了相了，就变了样子了。
But as if that earth after the shaking, it broke out.
结果就在脸上，就在这个地球的脸上，就留下了很深很深的疤痕。
And then, as if on this earth there was a great scar or crack that was produced.
那一直从土耳其到北非。
Now it it extends from Turkey all the way to northern Africa.
你能看得出来那是一个很深很深的一个伤痕。
You can see that there's as if it's a great scar in that place.
那如果你要把手探到那个山痕里面去。
So if you want to reach your hand into that crack.
最深的地方。
The lowest part in that crack.
就是死海的深处。
Is the Dead Sea.
那大概是海平面底下400公尺。
And it's probably 400 meters below sea level.
所以我们说过，如果你站在耶路撒冷，你取那个刚才我说的那个截面积的话。
So if you look at the picture of Israel on a map.
那你就看见说最低的点就是死海了。
You'll see that the lead.
那么现在我们要问最高的点是哪一个？
We want to ask them what is the highest point.
最高的点就是耶路撒冷。
The highest point is Jerusalem.
最高的耶路撒冷就在最低的死海的附近。
So actually the highest Jerusalem is actually very close to the lowest Dead Sea.
就形成一个非常强烈的对比。
It creates a great contrast.
如果耶路撒冷代表见证的话，
If Israel represents the testimony,
你知道说这个见证特别是相对死海的。
Now this testimony obviously is in contrast with the Dead Sea.
特别在那个强烈的对比底下，你看见如果有个灯塔，如果有个灯台在那个最高的地方，
If there is such a contrast and you see that there's a lampstand at the highest place,
你能想到灯台的光怎样能照耀四方？
You can imagine how the light from the lampstand can shine through
the
whole area.
这是耶路撒冷所在的位置。
Now this is the place where Jerusalem is.
那么现在在这里。
Now the question is this.
自从以色列被掳以后，
Ever since the people of Israel were deported,
大部分的以色列人，
Most of the people of Israel,
他们如果要到耶路撒冷去的话，
If they want to come to Jerusalem,
他们走的路几乎都是一条路的。
The way that they take will be a common way.
而这条路就是120篇到134篇那条路。
And this is the highway described from Psalm 120 to 134.
比方说如果你住在拿撒勒，
So for example, if you live in Nazareth,
或者住在哈米基督的那一带，
Or you live near Armageddon.
现在如果你到耶路撒冷去，
If you want to go to Jerusalem,
那么特别是以色列王国被掳以后，
Especially after the people of Israel were exiled,
他们再回来以后，
When they, after they returned again,
他们发现说撒玛利亚根本不是以色列人，
They discovered that the Samaritans aren't the people of Israel.
是混杂的人，
They're actually a mixed people.
许多是外邦人，
And many of them are Gentiles.
他们和他们不来往的，
They don't have dealings with them.
所以正统的犹太人从来不经过他们的村庄的。
So Orthodox Jews never crossed Samaria.
所以因着这个缘故，
So because of this,
你看多少年来有一条路可以说几乎是大部分的以色列人都走的。
So for many years you can see that there is a way that most people of Israel will cross.
如果你到了北方，如果你到了这个，如果你在哈米基顿或者在拿撒勒。
So whether you're in Armageddon or whether you're in Nazareth.
那么你不会穿过撒玛利亚。
Now you will never cross Samaria.
你一定往东走。
You probably go east.
然后就跨过约旦河。
And then you'll cross the Jordan.
然后大家都知道约旦河是南北向的，对不对？
And then you know that the Jordan goes from the south to the east.
一直到今天还是这样的。
And even today, it's the same way.
所以这个约旦河就自然把约旦跟以色列就分开了。
So then this Jordan River separates Jordan and Israel.
所以我们知道以色列如果要到以色耶路撒冷的话，
So if the people of Israel want to go to Jerusalem,
他多半是往东走。
They will go east.
然后一路南下。
They will go south.
然后呢，到了耶利哥的附近。
When they come to Jericho,
然后他就过来了。
And then they'll go west up.
到了耶利哥的时候，
When they come to Jericho,
他们已经发现他们已经在海平面底下了。
They'll discover they're already below sea level.
然后如果到了死海附近，
And if they come close to the Dead Sea,
他们又沿着一个山谷，
They will go up the valley.
如果今天大家坐车子的话，大概不到40分钟。
So if you take a bus today, it probably won't take you more than 40 minutes.
所以很快就从山谷就到了山顶。
And then you go from the valley to the top of the mountain.
然后呢，他们就到了耶路撒冷。
And then they come to Jerusalem.
到了圣殿。
To the temple.
每年三次都这样。
Every year, three times a year, this is the
way. 逾越节的时候。
Whether it's in Passover.
然后五旬节的时候。
And then the Pentecost.
然后还有就是祝棚节的时候。
And the Feast of Booths.
所以以色列男丁每年三次一定要去的。
So the men of Israel have to go at least three times a year to Israel.
去的时候呢，不可以空着。
To Jerusalem, they can't go empty-handed.
他们虽然他们住在这个迦南每一个地方。
They live in the different parts in Canaan.
迦南美地不是流奶与蜜之地吗？
Isn't Canaan a land flowing with milk and honey?
现在我们要证明给全世界看，这块地的确流奶与蜜之地。
Now we want to prove to the whole world that this is a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以每一个人手里都带着迦南的土产。
So everyone will bring the fruits of the land.
然后呢，他们就到了耶路撒冷。
And then they will come to Jerusalem.
到了神的殿面前。
They will come to the temple of God.
因着没有一个人手是空的。
Now because no one came empty-handed.
现在你向全世界告诉一件事。
So you tell the whole world one thing.
你如果想知道这个迦南是流奶与蜜之地。
If you want to know that the land of Canaan is a land flowing with milk and honey.
你如果知道迦南有多丰富。
If you know the riches of Canaan.
我们知道奶是动物的精华。
Now we know that milk is the essence of animal life.
蜜是植物的精华。
And honey is the essence of a plant life.
所以奶和蜜乃是整个生命的精华。
So milk and honey speaks about the essence of life.
没有一个地方像迦南地给我们看见那个丰富，那个吃不透的丰富。
No place can describe to us the unsearchable riches of life like Canaan.
每年他们来在一起，就他们做见证的时候。
So every year when they come together is when they come to testify.
特别他们说弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
Especially when they say how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
表面上好像他们开了同乡会，开了同学会，好像大家都相同的人在一起。
Outwardly speaking, as if they have different social clubs that gather together.
但事实上，他们主要的目的要人给人看见，你看神所给他们的应许之地是何等的丰富。
But what they want to testify to the world is to show the world what great land the Lord has provided for them.
他们把最好的献给他们。
So they bring the best of the land to offer to God.
因为是这一年从年首到岁终，耶和华亲自眷顾那块地。
So from the beginning to the end of the year, how God looked after that land.
他们要把神所给他们的再次给回他们的神。
They want to give what God has given them back to God.
在那里，他们要把他们的爱献给他们。
There they are going to offer their love to God.
所以每年有三次。
So every year, three times.
他们一定要走这条。
为了朝圣 worship them.
但谁说不可以？
But God said no.
对以色列人不可以。都要把像从一片丛林飞过一样。
We can only look at it like.
找到一条路就可以了。
So we're just going to find the way, and that's it.
那么每一段的道路有它的特点。
And then each part of that highway has a special feature.
我们要抓住它的特点。
We have to lay hold of that special feature.
当然不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
在旧约这都是图画。
In the Old Testament, these are but pictures.
这些图画都是说明我们这些。基督徒所真正的要经过那条道。
So these pictures describe to us what us Christians really need to go through.
不过这些图画是很生动的。
But these pictures are very vivid.
我们如果经过这几天以后，
after these few days,
也许我们对这条
路， we have a general impression of this highway.
我们一生在主面前走的路就这么一条路。
We know that our whole life, this is the way that we need to go through.
你看在这里，圣灵很清楚地把它。把它描写出来。
So here the Holy Spirit clearly describes it to us.
那这条路很自然分作三段。
Now this way very naturally is divided into
五篇五篇五篇是一段。
Five Psalms, five Psalms, five Psalms.
所以一百二十篇到一百二十四篇是第一段。
So Psalm 120 to 124 is the first part.
一百二十五篇到一百二十九篇是第二段。
And then Psalm 125 to Psalm 129 is the second stage.
然后一百三十篇到一百三十四篇是最后的一段。
And then Psalm 130 to Psalm 134 is the third stage.
那么每一段和一座山发生关系。
Now each section is related to a mountain.
耶路撒冷在圣经里面有三座很有名的山。
Now Jerusalem has three very famous temple, famous mountains.
那第一个阶段。特别是讲到橄榄山。
The first mountain is the Mount of Olives.
那第二个阶段给我们看见锡安山。
The second mountain is the Mount Zion.
那最后的一段给我们看见摩利亚山。
The third section shows us Mount Moriah.
如果你问我什么叫耶路撒冷？
If you ask me what is Jerusalem?
到底耶路撒冷代表什么？
What does Jerusalem represent?
就是三座山所代表。
It's represented by these three mountains.
那么好了，我们从一百二十一篇开始。
So let us start from Psalm 120.
我们今天呢，特别是把整个的地理给大家稍微介绍。
So we just want to introduce the geography to you today.
那我稍微给大家一点的形容。
So let me give you a brief description.
我们知道这条路到底他们怎么走的。
So then we know how they walk this way.
你知道，然后最后怎么达到目的地。
And then lastly, how they reach their goal.
所以十五篇诗篇里面都给我们一点的暗示。
So in the 15 Psalms, we're given hints.
然后给我们看见一条线。
And we see a trace a line.
所以大概你就知道这条路大概是从哪里走到哪里，从哪里就走到哪里。
So you know that which where we would go along this way.
所以我们先把地理把它弄清楚。
So let us know the geography first.
然后我们再来问背后属灵的意思是什么。
And then let us ask what is the meaning, the spiritual meaning.
到底橄榄山代表什么？
What does the Mount of Olives represent?
到底这个锡安山又代表什么？
Then what does Zion represent?
那么以摩利亚山又代表什么？
And what does Mount Moriah represent?
为什么圣经说锡安大道？
Why does the Bible speak about Mount Zion?
那么锡安到底是什么地方？
What is the highway to Zion? What is Zion?
为什么圣经用锡安来代表耶路撒冷？
Why did the Bible use Zion to represent Jerusalem?
那么为什么在诗篇里面常常提到这些话呢？
Why are these mentioned in the Psalms?
这背后一定有它属灵的意义的。
Behind it, there's a spiritual significance.
所以很自然在我们身上就有一个应用。
So very naturally, there's a certain application for us.
所以我们再来看这上行诗的时候，
So as we continue to look at the Psalm of Ascents,
我想我们的印象就很深刻。
Then our impression will be deeper.
当你读诗篇120篇的时候，
When you study Psalm 120,
你发现这个写诗的人呢，根本不在迦南美地。
You'll discover that the writer of the Psalm is not in Canaan.
他是在迦南美地以外的。
He is outside the land of Canaan.
但是不要紧。
But that's not important.
你知道主耶稣那个时候。
You know that the Lord Jesus in his time, 特别是五旬节的
时候，
especially during the Pentecost,
你记不记得耶路撒冷好多地好多人从很远的地方来的？
You know, many people of Israel, they came from many far distances to Jerusalem.
他们有的人根本就住在小亚细亚。
Many of them lived in Asia Minor.
有的人住在罗马。
Some lived in Rome.
有的人住在今天的伊拉克。
Some lived in Iraq.
有的人住在今天的伊朗。
Some lived in Iran.
所以他们可以说分布在全世界各地。
So they were dispersed in the earth.
但是呢，他们有他，如果他们有力量的话，
But if they had strength,
他们最少一辈子有一次他们要到耶路撒冷去。
They felt that at least once they ought to go to Jerusalem.
所以你看见这个十五篇的诗篇，
So these first 15 psalms
给我们看见说，这个朝圣的人要去见主的人是从哪里开始呢？是从这个是从什么？是从迦南美地以外开始。
It shows us where did this pilgrimage start? It started outside of Canaan.
但是慢慢慢慢，他们往迦南走。
But slowly they moved towards Canaan.
他们到了迦南以后，
When they reached Canaan,
他们又往耶路撒冷走。
Then they went towards Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So brothers and sisters, you see this?
这里有一点的不同的。
There's a little difference here.
大家还记不记得亚伯拉罕的故事？
Does everybody remember the story of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕本来是幼发拉底河那边，对不对？
Abraham used to be on the other side of the Euphrates, right?
结果有一天他渡过幼发拉底河。
But one day he passed through the Euphrates.
他就成为第一个希伯来人。
He became the first Hebrew.
因为希伯来就是渡过河的意思。
Because Hebrew means the one who has crossed the river.
好了，亚伯拉罕第一个渡。
So Abraham is the first who has crossed the river.
神为什么呼召他呢？
Why did God call him?
他出去的时候，
When he went out,
他还不知道往哪里。
He didn't know where he was going.
但是后来我们才晓得。
But later on we find out.
神把应许之地赐给他。
God gave them the promised land.
流奶之蜜赐给他。
The land of flowing with milk and honey.
作为他的产业。
To be his inheritance.
这是什么呢？这是迦南地。
This is Canaan.
所以他本来在迦南地以外，现在来到了迦南地。
So he used to be outside of Canaan, now he came in.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是他刚开始的呼召。
This is his calling from the beginning.
离开偶像。
To leave the idol.
归向神。
To go towards God.
离开巴比伦。
To leave Babylon.
进到迦南。
To enter into Canaan.
你看见这是个很大的改变，是不是？
So this is a great transformation.
这个得救，
right?
用我们的话来说就是得救的呼召。
This is the calling to salvation.
我们本来在世界里。
We used to be in the world.
感谢神。
But thank God.
我们现在被迁到爱子的国里。
Now we have been transferred into the kingdom of the Son.
我们在基督里，
Now we are in Christ.
我们就能享受基督测不透的丰富。
We can enjoy the unsearchable riches of Christ.
这就是我们的迦南地。
This is our Canaan.
但这只是开始。
But this is just the beginning.
这是亚伯兰第一次的呼召。
This is the first calling for Abraham.
等到你读到创世纪第二十二章，
But when you study Genesis chapter 22,
你看神又呼召亚伯拉罕。
You discover that God called Abraham again.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 但这一次跟第一次的口气很像。
But this time the way he said it is very similar.
第一次你要离开父家本地和本族。
The first time you have to leave the household of your father, your relatives.
然后往我所指示的地方去。
And then go to the place where I desire.
结果他顺服了。
He submitted and he went.
神把牛奶与蜜给他。
So God gave him the land flowing with milk and honey.
所以我们可以说亚伯拉罕得救了。
So we know that Abraham has been saved.
但是不是就这么多了呢？
But is that it?
不是的。 有一天还有一个呼召。
No, one day there'll be another calling.
这一次的呼召不是叫他离开本地本族和父家。
Then this calling was not to call him to leave his home.
这一次的呼召是叫他离开他亲爱的儿子。
This calling is to tell him to leave his son.
要把他献上当作活祭。
And to offer his son as a living sacrifice.
那弟兄姊妹，这个我们知道说这个是对亚伯拉罕是个很大的挑战和试验。
Now for Abraham, this is a great test.
我当然我们要小心。
But we have to be careful.
这是神对亚伯拉罕的试验。
This is a test that God had for Abraham.
圣经里面从来神的旨意从来是反对人把一个活生生的人献作当作燔祭。
Of course, the will of God is never for a human to be offered as a sacrifice.
所以当神这样要求是试验亚伯拉罕。
So when God required that of Abraham, it was a test to Abraham.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就告诉我们说，
This tells us.
神要的不是以撒。
God didn't want Isaac.
神要的是亚伯拉罕。
What God wanted was Abraham.
什么时候神把亚伯拉罕把以撒献上了，他就把他自己献上。
So whenever Abraham offered Isaac, he would offer himself.
所以这是他献以撒的一个很重要的目的。
So this is one of the main purposes of offering Isaac.
但是神是不是让他到厨房里就把以撒献上的？不是的。
But did God call him to offer up Isaac in the kitchen?
神说你要走一条路。
Said no, you have to walk a certain way.
要带你到他所指示的地方。
You have to go to a certain place for you to
offer. 后来你才晓得。
Then you know.
那个地方就是圣殿的基地。
And then that place is the place of the temple.
后来圣殿就盖在那个基地。
And then the temple is actually built on the place where Abraham offered Isaac.
而且当以色列人聚在一起的时候
，So as the people of Israel gathered together,
这就叫做耶路撒冷。
This is called Jerusalem.
什么叫耶路撒冷呢
？What is Jerusalem?
耶路撒冷和巴黎不同在哪里呢
？What is the difference between Jerusalem and Paris?
因为耶路撒冷有神的殿。
But because Jerusalem has a temple of God,
有神的殿的那个城就叫做耶路撒冷。
The city that has a temple of God is called Jerusalem.
亚伯拉罕不是等候一座有根基的城吗？
Wasn't Abraham waiting for a city of foundation?
神不是经营建造耶路撒冷吗？
Isn't God there was the chief architect of Jerusalem? How does he
神怎么经营建造呢？
How does he build Jerusalem?
从亚伯拉罕开始。
Starting from Abraham.
除非亚伯拉罕把自己献上。
Unless Abraham offers himself.
他把以撒献上了。
He offers Isaac.
现在又有耶路撒冷了。
Now there's Jerusalem.
现在耶路撒冷有眉目，有可能了。
Now Jerusalem is possible.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you see that?
结果就是在他献以撒那个地方，结果圣殿就盖在上面。
So in the place where Abraham offered Isaac, that's where the temple was built.
所以这就是今天所谓的圣殿山。
So this is the temple mount today.
那么那个城就是耶路撒冷城。
And that city is called the city of Jerusalem.
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
耶路撒冷的来源。
The origin of Jerusalem.
是因为这有神的殿。
Is because there is a temple of God here.
神的殿盖在什么地方呢？
Where is the temple of God built?
是盖在亚伯拉罕献以撒的地方。
It's built upon that place where Abraham offered Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
So do you understand?
但是不止这样。
Not only that.
这个亚伯拉罕不成功的。
Now,Just Abraham, he wouldn't be successful.
亚伯拉罕要生以撒。
Is Abraham have to have Isaac?
以撒生雅各。
And then Isaac had to bear Jacob. And then bear continuously.
亚伯拉罕的子孙像天上的星，像海边的沙那么。
And then, of course, Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the stars in heaven or the sand in the sea.
所以希伯来书作者怎么说呢
？So what did the author of Hebrews say?
他是撒拉因着信。
To Sarah, because of faith.
一个仿佛已经死了的人。
As if someone that was already dead.
你看，就生出七。天天数不过来的天，比天上的星还要多，比地上的沙还要多，那么多的子孙。
And then she bore so many descendants as numerous as the stars in the heavens or the sand in the sea.
为什么
？Why？
等到他的子孙。
As when his descendants,
都像亚伯拉罕一样
when they were all like Abraham,
走一段很长的路
as they walk a certain way,
他们把迦南土壤最好的献给神
as they offer the best of Canaan to God,
他们的奉献就像他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕献以撒一样
their consecration of that the best of the land, just like Abraham consecrating Isaac,
他们把最好的给出去了，就把自己给出去
when they gave the best of the land to God, they gave of themselves to God.
弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
什么叫锡安大道
what is the highway to Zion?
锡安大道
How it was designed is to reenact what Abraham did when offering Isaac. So this story is a story of consecration. If you don't have consecration, you don't have the story. If it's just Abraham, it's not Jerusalem. Is when Abraham had Isaac and Isaac had Jacob, then many descendants. Three times a year as they gathered together.
那个敬拜的地方叫做殿。
Now you say that where they meet is the temple.
那么围绕那个殿那个城叫做耶路撒冷。
And then the city that surrounds the temple is Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了,
now you understand.
旧约里面,
in the Old Testament,
神的殿乃是代表神的同在。
The temple of God speaks about the presence of God.
神的耶路撒冷城代表神的敬拜。
Jerusalem speaks about the testimony of God.
现在有见证了。
Now you have a testimony.
见证从哪里来的呢?
Where does the testimony come from?
见证从奉献开始的。
The testimony begins from consecration.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你明白了。
Now you understand.
亚伯兰第一次的呼召是得救的呼召。
The first calling to Abraham is a calling to salvation.
第二次的呼召,
the second calling,
乃是得胜的呼召,
is a calling to overcome.
乃是成长的呼召,
is a calling to victory, to growth.
我们怎么生下来的?
How were we born?
你相信主耶稣那一天啊?
The instant you believe in the Lord Jesus,
感谢主, 你就得着重生了。
Thank the Lord, you were born again.
那是我们得救的呼召。
That is the calling of salvation. All of us have been saved.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
我们怎么长大呢?
How do we grow?
这个生命长大有个开始的,
there is a beginning for this growth process.
开始怎么开始的?
How did it start?
就是亚伯兰第二次的呼召。
It's the second calling to Abraham.
什么时候我们把自己奉献给主?
Whenever we consecrate ourselves to God,
现在我们开始长大了。
Now we start to grow.
一个小孩子, 你把母亲的奶放在奶瓶里很容易，倒进去很容易。
Now, for it's very easy for you to put the milk of the mother in a bottle.
但如果你把奶倒在孩子口里就很难。
But it's difficult for you to pour that into the baby's mouth.
他不喝，你一点办法都没有。
If he doesn't drink, you can't do anything.
他不喝，他不会长大的。
If he doesn't drink, he won't grow up.
所以，除非你捏了他鼻子灌进去的。
So unless you hold his nose and force it in him.
但神从来不做捏鼻子的。But
God never does such a thing.
神尊重你，尊重我。
God respects you.
他等到你自己情愿。
He waits for you to be willing.
什么时候你愿意了？
Whenever you're willing.
好了，这个时候妈妈一天到晚就可以把奶喂给他。
So then the mother can offer the milk to the baby.
结果他就长大。
Then he grows up.
我有一个外孙女。
I have a granddaughter.
她从小啊。 很快就会讲话。
And then since she knew how to speak since very little. But you know, oftentimes our words are useless words, and but some are very important.
那我发现她长得很好。
I discovered that she grew up very well.
有一句话很重要。
It has much to do with one word that was said.
那句话就有两个字在中文里面。
And then it's just two words in Chinese.
就是还要。
It's like I still want more.
所以你看还要，所以他就妈妈一直灌他，结果又就长得很大。So
when she said more and more and more, her mom would pour more and more, and she would grow up.
我听说他爸爸小的时候。I
heard that when her father was young,
也讲了一句话，也是两个字。Also
said another word.
跟他女儿完全不一样的。It's
very opposite of the daughter.
他的爸爸非常有礼貌。And
then her father was very polite.
不必。
So no need.
所以你看见没，如果不必的话，这个孩子就不容易长得很大。So
no need, then this kid doesn't need to grow up.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
什么时候什么叫做奉献？
What is consecration?
奉献就是告诉主说，主啊，我还要。
Consecration means you're telling the Lord more.
奉献不是减少。
Consecration is not to reduce.
奉献乃是加增。
Consecration is to add.
是借着减少来加增。
It's through reduction you will get addition.
这叫做奉献。
So this is consecration.
所以感谢主。
So brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故。
Because of this,
现在你看见说,
so now you can see
亚伯拉人在迦南了,
Abraham's, he was in Canaan.
但是最后的目的是什么?
But what was the ultimate purpose of God?
因为神要建造那个耶路撒冷。
But because God wanted to build Jerusalem,
所以感谢神,
thank God.
亚伯拉罕献上了,
Abraham was offered.
所以亚伯拉罕走那条路。
So the way that Abraham took
就是锡安的大道。
Is the way to Zion.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是人以历史圣经历史里面最早的锡安的大道。
Now this is the earliest recording of the highway to Zion.
他的子孙也这样。
And then his descendants are the same way.
那么弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在亚伯拉罕的子孙散布在全世界各地。
Now the descendants of Abraham are scattered throughout the world.
你看他们每年都要走这条路的。
So every year they have to walk this highway.
哦，现在你看见他们一百二十篇也是从这个从外邦之地开始的。
So this Psalm 120 starts from the Gentile land.
你看见他们是在什么呢？是在迦南美地之外的。
So you see that they're outside the land of Canaan.
所以他特别读第五节说。
So in verse 5 it says this.
我寄居在米舍，住在基达帐篷之中，有祸了。
Woe is me, for I sojourn in Meshech, for I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
我与那恨恶和睦的人。和睦的人许久同住。
Too long has my soul had its dwelling with those who hate peace.
我愿和睦，但我发言，他们就要征战。
I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war.
你只要不在迦南美。
If you are not in the land of Canaan,
你看这个世界就是这样的情形。
This world is such a situation.
我与那些恨恶和睦的人许久同住。
He said, too long has my soul had its dwelling with those who hate peace.
那么结果，这个世界像个大染缸一样。
So this whole world is just like one of those things that it's like a dye machine.
结果呢，你看第二就是耶华，求你救我脱离说谎的嘴唇和诡诈的舌头。
So then in verse 2 it says, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue.
你在拜偶像的世界。
So you're in the world of worshiping idols.
你在这个世界里面。
So you're in this world.
你不知不觉的像他们一样。
You're just becoming like them.
你看见吗？因为在这个世界根本就是不和睦的世界。
Because in this world is a world of dissension.
所以这里给我们看见这个写诗的人不在迦南地。
So you see that the writer of the psalm is not in Canaan.
他们离开迦南很远的地方。
He is very far away from Canaan.
但是现在呢，他开始走动，开始移动了。
But now he is starting to move.
到了一百二十一篇，你就知道他往迦南地走了。
So now when he reaches Psalm 121, he has come to Canaan.
所以你看，这是很重要的进步。
So this is a very important improvement.
我在这里稍微说明一下。
Let me explain a little bit.
对于以色列人来讲
，For the people of Israel.
所有外邦人住的地方
，All the places that Gentiles live
都是不洁净的地方
，are unholy places, unclean places，
不洁净的地方
，is are unclean places。
但是呢，到了迦南地
，but when you come to Canaan，
那就是圣地 ，holy land。
It's the holy land。
这对犹太人来说
，so for the people of Israel， it's this way。
这个 holy 在希伯来文
，so this word holy in the Hebrew
是分别出来的
，is means it's set apart。
你看见吗？迦南地和所有的地都不一样，是被分别出来的。
Canaan is different, is because it has been set apart from other lands.
他们说这叫做圣地。
So they call this the holy land.
那么这些读旧约的拉比
，Now the rabbis who study the Old Testament.
他们如果没有新约的常识
，If they didn't have a New Testament concept.
他们若光读三十九卷的旧约的
，If they only study the 39 books of the Old Testament.
他们把这个圣洁的圣的观念通通放在一起的话
，So if they put this concept of holy together.
所以呢，他们讲到圣的时候
，So when they speak about holiness.
他们的层次乃是物质的层次
，The level that they speak about it is at the physical level.
他们的层次乃是物质，乃是。对，乃是地上 earthly， 乃是地上的层次。
It's the earthly level。
所以很简单。
So very simply。
你只要在迦南美地，你就所在地方就是圣。
So if you're in the land of Canaan, you're in the holy land。
你如果在外邦之地，就是污秽之地。
If you're in the Gentile land, you're in land the unclean land。
结果我是嘴唇不洁的人住在。嘴唇不洁的人住。
So I am one with unclean lips in an unclean land.
这就是世界。
This is the world.
但是你知道，有一天神叫亚伯拉罕渡过河了。
But one day Abraham, God called Abraham to cross the river.
现在这块地神给亚伯拉罕。
Now this land was given to Abraham by God and to his descendants.
所以他说这块地乃是圣地。
So then he said, this land is a holy land.
因为这块是圣地。
Now because this is a holy land.
所以你知道在这块圣地上不可以养猪的。
So you know that in this holy land, you cannot raise pigs.
你知道不知道有一次我们的主不是到了 这个加利利海的东岸去。
Do you remember one time our Lord Jesus went to the east of the Galilee?
结果他不是赶鬼吗？
Wasn't he casting out demons?
这个鬼不是进到两千个猪群里？
And didn't the demons go into the 2,000 swine?
猪群呢就从上面山崖就掉下来了。
And then they fell from that place into the sea.
你肯定那个地方一定不是圣地。
You're sure that is not the holy land.
你肯定那个地方是污秽的地方。
You know that is an unclean land.
为什么？
Why?
你可以证明那个地方有外邦人。
You can prove that there are Gentiles there.
犹太人不吃肉的。
People of Israel don't eat meat.
所以有吃猪肉的地方一定有外邦人。
So those where they eat pork, then you have Gentiles.
你只要在圣地，你不可能有猪，有不可能养猪的。
So if you're in a holy land, you will not raise swine.
因为犹太人他们不吃猪肉，他们不吃不洁净的东西。
Because the Jews don't eat pork, they don't eat unclean things.
但是慢慢的。
But slowly.
他们知道我们不吃猪肉。
They know that we don't eat pork.
但是外邦人喜欢吃猪肉。
But the Gentiles eat pork.
所以这个猪肉是很好的生意。
So the pork business is very good business.
犹太人都脑子动得很快。
And you know the Jews they are very quick to react.
所以既然大家喜欢吃猪肉，你干脆就出口猪肉就好了吗？
So well, if everybody likes to eat pork, why don't you just raise swine?
所以他们就养猪。
So then they raise swine.
那怎么养猪呢？
How do they raise swine?
这个全地都是圣洁，你怎么能养猪呢？
The whole land is holy land. How do you raise swine?
你怎么能让这个猪脚踩在不圣的地方呢？
How can you let the pigs step upon the holy land?
犹太人很注意这些的。
Now the people of Israel they pay attention to this.
他们绝对不从死尸旁。
They never pass through a corpse.
你知道吗？很有意思。
Very interesting.
这个无论是基督徒
，whether Christians，
无论是犹太教徒
，or Jew，
无论是回教徒
，or Muslims，
他们都相信弥赛亚是从橄榄山那边回来。
They believe that the Messiah will return from the Mount of Olives.
所以这个犹太人呢，他们就把他们的坟墓就盖在橄榄山上。
So the people of Israel they built their tombs in the Mount of Olives.
既然如果弥赛亚来，他第一个复活的。
So when the Messiah returns, they'll be the first to resurrect.
那么基督徒很穷。
Now Christians are very poor.
所以他们的坟墓只好葬在。这个基伦溪谷在谷里。
So then their tombs are in the Kidron Valley, so in the lower part.
那面对着橄榄山有个门叫做金门。
And then facing towards the Mount of Olives, there's a gate called the Golden Gate.
那个门是关的。
Now that gate is closed.
但是许多回教徒的坟墓就在那里，就在那个。
But many of the tombs of the Muslims are there.
你知道。原因在哪里吗？
Now, what is the reason?
他们知道是犹太，弥赛亚一定是犹太人。
Because they know that the Messiah is a Jew.
犹太人怎么样都不从死尸旁边经过的，不会。
Now, a Jewish person will never go past next to a corpse.
所以他们觉得这样的话，犹太人的弥赛亚不会从这里进来的。
So they know that the Messiah of the Jews will not go through this place.
你看见吗？这样弥赛亚就不能进来了。
So then the Messiah will not be able to enter.
所以大家都知道。
So everyone knows.
犹太人是。要保持自己非常非常洁净。
The Jewish people want to keep themselves clean.
那不是污秽就是圣洁。
Now it's either unclean or whether it's clean.
所以如果你只要是被分别出来，你就是 clean 的。
So if you're separated out, you're clean.
但是我刚才说过，那你现在要怎么养猪呢？
Now how are you going to raise swine?
所以犹太人非常聪明。
So the Jewish people are very smart.
他们还是养猪了。
They still raise swine.
而且养了很多的猪，还赚了很多的钱。
And they raise many swine and then they earn a lot of money.
他们怎么做呢？
What do they do?
他们就搭了个木架。
They built a wood platform.
让这个所有的猪呢就踩在木架上。
So all the swine they step upon the wooden platform.
没有一条猪，它两条它的腿是踩在地上。
So none of the swine's feet are upon the land.
所以你看犹太人实在聪明极了。
So you see the Jewish people are very smart.
但是从这里我们就得了一个概念。
But from here we gain a certain concept.
很稀奇。
It's very
很明显的。
It's very clear.
你只要在迦南地之外就是不圣的。
If you're outside the land of Canaan, it's unclean.
只有到了。迦南美地就是圣的。
Only when you come to the land of Canaan is it clean.
所以他们每年朝圣的时候。
So every year when they go on their pilgrimage,
有一个观念的。
They have a concept.
我如果住在不洁净的人中间。
If I live among unclean people.
我如果住在拜偶像的中间。
If I live among those that worship idols.
这块地是不圣的。
This land is unholy.
但是我每次去朝见神的时候。
But every time I come before the presence of God.
对我来讲都是进步。
For me, it's an improvement.
我是从不圣的。
I come from an unholy place to a holy place.
我只要脚踩在圣地迦南美地，那么我就圣了。
If my feet are upon the land of Canaan, then I come to a clean land.
但是这些读旧约的拉比们
，But the rabbis who study the Old Testament,
他们觉得这个圣啊会进步的。
They feel that you can improve upon that cleanliness.
圣啊有比较的。
Now, this matter of holiness, there is a comparative process.
越靠近耶路撒冷就越圣。
The closer you are to Jerusalem, the cleaner is the land.
等到你的脚踩在耶路撒冷的城墙里面了，你就比从前更圣了。
When your feet are within the walls of Jerusalem, you are as if you're cleaner than before.
耶路撒冷绝对比加利利圣。
Now, Jerusalem is of course much cleaner than Galilee.
所以这看不起加利利的人。
So people despise Galileans.
因为我们一天到晚都住在耶路撒冷嘛。
Because we often live in Jerusalem.
你们的多半都住在加利利。
Most of you live in Galilee.
所以你们有机会接触这个世界。
So you have the opportunity to touch this world.
你们没有我们这样的圣。
You don't have, you're not as holy as we are.
这是为什么他们看不起加利利。
That's why they despise the Galileans.
你到了耶路撒冷呢。
When you come to Jerusalem.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这个圣殿呢是盖在摩利亚山上。
The temple is built on Mount Moriah.
这是就是今天所谓的圣殿山。
This is the Temple Mount today.
那么等到你真的到了圣殿山。
So when you come to the Temple Mount,
你已经到了圣殿这个范围了。
You have already come into the general vicinity of the Jerusalem.
所以我们知道，在希腊原文里面，这个殿呢，神的殿有两个字。
So in the Greek, there are two words for the word temple in the Greek.
一个殿是指着殿本部，对吧 ？Temple proper.
One is the temple proper.
还有一个就指着圣殿的广场来。
One is the great the courtyard of the temple.
那么假定说这个是 Temple Square， 假定说这是圣殿的广场。
Now assume this is the Temple Square。
那么这个时候是那个时候在主耶稣那是最大最大的圣殿宗教广场。
So at that time it's the greatest religious courtyard。
你看它这是一座山的。
There's it's actually a mountain。
到了希律王的时候，他把它变成平的。
Now during the time of Herod, he flattened it out。
但是我们现在读的是诗篇呢。
But we're actually studying the Psalms。
是大卫那个时候。
Actually, it's in time of David。
但是我们现在所说的，现在我们看到的这个是主耶稣那个。
But what we see is for the time of the Lord Jesus.
你知道摩利亚山有多大？
You know how big Mount Moriah was.
你知道这个圣殿广场？
You know this Temple Square.
你看见从南到北大概有六个足球场。
So from the south to the north, you have six football fields.
从西到东有五个足球场，美国足球场。
From west to east, there are five football fields.
是那个时候主耶稣那个时候最大的宗教广场。
It is actually the largest religious square of the time.
所以圣经里面有一个词讲的殿，比方主耶稣说我比殿更大，就是指 temple square， 是整个圣殿广场。
So when the Lord Jesus said, "I am greater than the temple," it means greater than this temple square.
那么主耶稣在殿里教训人。
Now the Lord Jesus was teaching people in the temple.
就是指说在这个范围里。
It means that it's within the confines of this.
那包括你从南边上去的楼梯，通通包括在。
And it includes the stairs that you take to go up.
那个 stair 叫做 Rabbi stair， 那个阶梯叫做拉比阶梯。
That stairwell is called the Rabbi stairs.
因为所有的拉比都在那里教训人。
Because the rabbis teach people there.
所以主耶稣呢也在那里教训人。
So the Lord was there teaching people also.
你记不记得他说你们像敞开的坟墓。
Remember, the Lord said, "You are just like open tombs."
这个主耶稣是就地取材呀，是就随就随便捡起来就有一个教。
So the Lord Jesus was actually using the context of that environment.
因为他们刚好坐在那个阶梯上。
Because they were sitting upon the stairs.
你有的坐，有的站着，对不对
？Some people are sitting, some people are standing.
你不需要费力，你就看到橄榄山了。
You don't have to use much effort, and you'll see the Mount of Olives.
一看都是坟墓。
And when you see, it's full of tombs.
但是因为犹太人认为说。弥赛亚，他们一直等着弥赛亚回来嘛。
Because the Jewish people, they're waiting for the return of the Messiah.
他们认为是一年之间呢，什么时候弥赛亚最容易回来
？They feel that when is it the best time for the Messiah to return?
那当然是月节的时候了。
Of course, it's during the Passover.
所以如果月节很快就要回来了
，So if the Passover,
弥赛亚要来的话
，So if the Messiah is going to come during Passover,
那么坟墓要赶快粉刷一下。
So you have to wash the tombs.
所以粉刷是否否则坟墓太难看了嘛
？So otherwise the tombs don't look good.
所以那个时候主耶稣教训的时候，刚好你往一看，那个坟墓都是刚刚粉刷过的。
So if you look at the tombs of that time, they have just been painted white.
他们准备弥赛亚来给弥赛亚看的。
Waiting for the Messiah to return to show it.
但是主耶稣其实里面是死人的骨头啊。
But in it, it's full of dead bones.
所以你就知道他们在什么主耶稣什么地方讲这个话。
So where you know where the Lord Jesus spoke about this?
所以你往南边走上去阶梯上，那个也是圣殿的范围。
So when you go up the temple square, the stairs are part of the temple square.
你到耶路撒冷已经很圣了，是不是
？So when you come to Jerusalem, it's very holy.
现在你来到了这个范围更圣了。
So when you come into the temple square, it's even holier.
但是当你到了这一步。这个范围的时候
，But when you come to this point，
你就来了所谓的外邦人的院。
You come to the Gentiles' court，
那很稀奇，这里有外邦人的院。
There's a Gentiles court here.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
因为神的殿要成为祷告的殿。
Because the temple of God is going to be a house of prayer.
所以外邦人也可以来祷告。
So Gentiles can come to pray.
不过他们走不远。
But they won't go far.
然后你就发现到了一个地方有个小的矮墙。
When they come to a certain place, you'll see find that there's a
wall. 那外邦人就不能进去。
Then the Gentiles can't enter further.
然后呢，这个时候有一个。坐西朝东的一个建筑
And then there is a structure, building structure that is facing east.
那么这个就是圣殿本身了
And then this is the temple itself.
然后你就进到圣殿里面去
And then you enter into the temple.
那就进到从美门就进去
And then you enter it through the beautiful gate.
然后呢你就到了一个院子
And then you come to a courtyard.
这个叫做 women's court, 叫做女院
Or women's court.
所有的以色列全家人都在那里
All the people of Israel can gather together There.
然后你有十五个阶梯
and then there are 15 stairs
就进到以色列院
to enter into Israel's court
然后再上去一点
and then if you go even further up
就到了祭司的院
you come to the priest's court
那就是外院了
and that's the outer court
然后再进去一点
and then go a little further
就是圣所
you come to the holy place
再进去一点
even further in
就是至圣所
you come to the holy of holies
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters
就诗篇133篇
The Psalm 133.
你看见这些人已经到了女院了。
These people have already come to the women's court.
所以说弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together.
当他们唱这首歌的时候
，When they sang this song,
神的同在就在隔壁。
The presence of God was just next door.
你看见吗？没有多久就是神的同在。
Soon they were touched.
神的荣耀就在那里。
The glory of God is there.
全世界没有人比他们更靠近神了。
In the whole world, there's no one as close to them as to God.
大家明白吗？
Do you see that?
现在这是一幅图画。
Do you see that?
本来他们离开耶路撒冷很远。
There's a picture of that shows them far away from Jerusalem.
现在越靠近神。
Now as they approach God,
他们越被分别出来。
The more they were separated out.
所以他们到了圣殿广场。
So when they came to the temple square,
结果你看还要到这个圣殿的本身去。
And then they have to enter into the temple proper.
然后最后。他们终于来到神的面前。
Lastly, then they come into the presence of God.
那么不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
讲到圣所的时候。
When you speak about the holy place.
特别讲到 holy place.
It speaks about the holy place.
在整个 journey 里面。
Along the whole journey.
在整个的过程里面。
In the whole process.
最高点是什么？
What is the highest place?
我们中文翻的至圣所。
In the Bible, it speaks about the Holy of Holies.
在原文里是圣中之圣。
Well, in the English, it's translated correctly, Holy of Holies.
在所有的圣洁里面，它是最高层。
It is actually the highest level of holiness.
所以大家明白。
So everybody understands.
在这里有个进步，是不是？
There is a process of improvement, right?
从外邦之地到了迦南美地。
From the Gentile land to land of Canaan.
到了耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.
到了圣殿山。
To the temple square.
但是现在来到了圣殿的本部。
But now you come to the temple proper.
你来到了女院。
You come to the women's court.
神的同在就不远了。
The presence of God is very close.
然后大祭司一年一度带着血就进到至圣所。
Then the great high priest once a year enters into the holy of holies.
那么这个时候呢，你可以说已经很靠近，很靠近。
At this point, you can say you're very close.
所以我们知道
说 ，So then we know
朝圣的道路
，the way of pilgrimage
乃是进步的道路
，is a way of progress.
弟兄姊妹，这证明什么
？This is what does that prove?
证明你越走，结果你越靠近。
It proves that the more you walk, the closer you are to God.
越靠近神，你越被分别。
The closer you are to God, the more you are set apart.
现在我们懂了。
So now we understand.
这就是上行诗的意思。
This is the Song of Degrees.
上行诗的背后有一条上行的道路。
The Song of Degrees has behind it a way of ascension.
对犹太人来讲
，For the people of Israel,
完全是物质的。
It's completely physical.
到底圣不圣可以用距离来代表的。
So whether you're holy or not, it can be represented physically by distance. When you come to the women's court,
你看见你离开至圣所根本不到几公
You know that you're not just a few feet away from the Holy of Holies. So you can say you're very holy. But if there is a high priest that brings the blood into the Holy of Holies, then you are so envious of him. There is one who is so close to God. Now you understand? The Bible uses this picture to show us. There is a way today. Is the way of growth for Christians. Starting from consecration. Starting from consecration of Isaac. Thank God. There is a way here. We were unholy before. We were part of the world before.
但是慢慢的,
but slowly.
你看见说现在越来越圣,
so we're more and more holy and we're more and more set apart. Thank God.
在旧约的时候,
in the Old Testament, that picture is incomplete.
为什么?
Why? Because between the holy place and the Holy of Holies is always that veil. No one can enter into the veil. Unless the high priest brings the blood. But thank God. Our Lord Jesus was crucified for us on the cross.
我们的主,
our Lord Jesus' body was that veil. And then his body was cleft for us.
所以你看,
so then the veil was separated from top to bottom. So the author of Hebrews tells us, because of the blood of the Lord Jesus, we can enter boldly into the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, we can come to his feet to worship him.
当我们亲近主的时候,
as we approach God,
you'll
discover the feet of our Lord
is
different than any other feet in this world. Because his feet have the nail scars. When you see the love of the cross, then you offer more of yourself to the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, because of this, our life is even more we're that much more set apart from the world.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this is the way of sanctification.
所以让我们记得,
so let us remember,
在旧约成圣的道路,
the way of sanctification in the Old Testament
是完全physical的,
is completely physical.
完全地上的,
it's completely earthly.
但如果不这样,
but if we don't see it this way, we won't understand.
所以圣经用他们来做图画,
so the Bible uses them as a picture.
圣经用旧约的这些情形来告诉我们一个故事,
so the Bible uses these Old Testament pictures to tell us a story. The Lord Jesus has given us a highway to Zion. Because our Lord is building his Jerusalem. We are all a part of it.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Do you see it, brother and sister?
所以因着这个缘故,
because of this,
那么我们知道,
then we know.
我们就这样一步一步地往前长,
we step by step we move forward.
米舍什么地方?
Where is Meshach?
米舍就是今天的莫斯科,
Meshach is the Moscow of today.
你看那是离开很远很远,
so it's actually very far away.
你知道啊, 圣经里面常常讲的地极跟南极,
you know the Bible always speaks about the ends of the earth, right?
你记不记得这个什么在以赛亚书里面有这么一个预言?
Remember in Isaiah there was such a prophecy.
告诉我们说有一天呢,以色列人要回国的,要回乡的。
It told us how the people of Israel one day would return to their homeland.
东边没有人拦住他,西边也没有拦住他。
There's no one withholding them in the east or north, anybody withholding them in the west.
但有两个地方把他们扣住。
But there are two places that they were held back.
结果神就对远方的说，神就对这个就叫就对远方的说交出来。
And then the Lord said, let them go to the north.
那么然后呢，对于这个南方的也是这么说。
And then to those who were in the south, he also said the same thing.
那么当他说这个话，当他说这些话的时候，
so when he said this,
我们知道很清楚的。
So then we know.
一面是远方的民，一面是远方的。
On the one hand, it speaks about those that came from the far, from the west.
另一面呢是说，所以一面是远，对，一面是远方的不让他，一面是南方的不让他。
北方。
北方的不让他。
So someone from the north was holding him back, and someone from the south was holding him back.
然后神要他们放出来。
And then God says, let them go.
那么现在我们要知道到底是哪个地方呢？
So we have to ask, what place are we talking about?
因为讲的南方的时候也是讲远方，讲的北方也是讲北方。
Because in the Bible it says those who were in the south as those that were in the far south, and those who were in the north and the far north.
南方是从极处来的。
And then those who came from the south came from the ends of the earth.
那么极处是什么地方？
Where is the ends of the earth?
那么你去看主耶稣。
Then you look at the Lord's words, the Lord's word.
你记不记得他我们的主说这个南方的女王从地极来。
Remember how our Lord said the queen of the south came from the ends of the earth to here.
南方的女王从大概今天的以索比亚那边来。
The queen of the south probably came from Ethiopia of today.
以索比亚就是南方的极处了。
So Ethiopia is the ends of the earth to the south.
所以表示很远很远的。
So it's actually very, very far away.
因为圣经是耶路撒冷做中心的。
Because the Bible uses Jerusalem as the center of everything.
如果你到了以索比亚，就到了南方了。
If you come to Ethiopia, you come to the south.
那个圣经里面那个太监呢，听了腓力传福音，那个太监大概就是从以索比亚来。
So remember the eunuch that heard Philip preach the gospel and was saved. He probably came from Ethiopia.
所以如果这样的话，大概就是从耶路撒冷往南走，大概是1400英里的样子。
So it's about 1400 miles south of Jerusalem.
那么这个是就算是到了南边的地区。
Then you come to the to ends of the earth south.
所以果然没有错。
So without it's true.
曾经有一度以索比亚就是不让以色列人离开的。
At one point in time, Ethiopia was withholding the Jewish people from returning to their homeland.
那北方是什么地方？
So who are those in the north?
那现在很简单了。
It's very simple.
你如果找一张地图的话。
So if you take a map.
你找的耶路撒冷。
You find Jerusalem.
你拿一把尺。
You take a ruler.
正南方一直往下看。
So if you draw a line all the way south.
你一定找到以索比亚。
You'll come to Ethiopia.
你量量那个距离。
You measure the distance.
然后现在你在地图上反上去。
So if you do the same thing in the map and go upward.
那就是往北边走。
And go north.
你若走同样的距离。
And then you walk the equidistance.
那你就到北方的极处了，对吧？
Then you come to the ends of the earth in the north, right?
对耶路撒冷来讲。
For Jerusalem.
你到了北方的极处了。
You come to the ends of the earth in the north.
就是往北走1400英里。
So if you go north 1400 miles.
结果你走到哪里呢？
So where do you come?
我保证你走到莫斯科。
You come to Moscow.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So you see that?
米舍就是莫斯科。
Meshach is Moscow.
你去读这个以西结的预言。
If you read the prophecy of Ezekiel.
这个读圣经的人都同意说。
So Bible scholars agree.
那个米舍应该就是今天黑海附近。
The Meshach should speak about what is found near the Black Sea.
如果这样的话。
So if it's true.
这是北方的极。
So this is the ends of the earth in the north.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brother and sister.
很有意思的。
It's very interesting.
这个就是圣经里面所启示的。北极和南边的极。
So this is what is recorded in the Bible as the ends of the earth in the north and in the south.
你如果把它画一个圆圈的话。
If you draw a circle around that.
里面有中国。
Includes China.
里面有英国。
Includes England.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
没有美国。
There's no United States.
也没有这个也没有巴西，也没有这个加拿大。
There's no Brazil. There's no Canada.
现在你知道为什么圣经里面预言里面没有提到美国。
So now you know why the biblical prophecy doesn't speak about the United States.
或美国人太爱国了。
But the United States, they love their own
USA.
You say that there is a USA in the Bible.
So
if you find in Jerusalem in the middle, it's USA.
所以只要讲耶路撒冷，就是讲到美国了。
So when you say Jerusalem, you find the US.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brother and sister,
你懂我的意思。
Now you understand?
圣经里面启示的世界比我们目前实际的世界要大得多了，小得多了。
So the world of revelation in the Bible is much smaller than we know of today.
但这是很重要的信息。
But this is very important.
如果你往北走，走到米舍。
So if you go north to Meshach,
你已经走到尽头了。
You have come to the end.
往南走的以索比亚已经走到尽头。
You come to the south, you come to Ethiopia, you come to the end.
所以后来没有错啊。
So it's true.
神对戈巴契夫说，交出来。
God said to Gorbachev, let them go.
结果柏林围倒，柏林围墙就倒了。
And then the Berlin Wall fell, remember that?
那么莫斯科帝国就瓦解了。
And then the whole the Moscow, Empire of Moscow came crashing down.
一年之内不知道，到现在大概快近100万的犹太人从苏联回来。
And then from that time until now, there are probably more than 1 million Jewish people that have returned to Israel from Moscow.
大概每20分钟就一架飞机飞到 Tel Aviv.
At that time, every 20 20 minutes, there will be a plane flying to Tel Aviv.
The
same thing with Ethiopia. The difference is
this. So,
you know, the Russian Jews, they were all pretty big.
So,
at that time, when they sent flights to come pick up the Ethiopians, they removed all the seats in the flight. So, just like packing sardines. Because they were all very skinny. And then they brought back many Ethiopian Jews. And then actually even some babies were born in the flights. So when they landed on the airport, many rabbis, they wept. So when they saw their brothers who had dark skin, they said, Messiah is returning soon. Why are we talking about this? It's to give you an impression. Psalm 120 starts from the Gentile land. You see that it's very far away from Canaan. So if you use Canaan as a center, when you come to Meshach, you come to the ends of the earth.
Brothers and sisters,
now we live in such a world. This is Psalm 20.
所以第一节怎么说?
So what did verse 1 say? He said, I cried out to the Lord. Said, in my trouble, I cried to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么时候我们在极难中?
When are we in trouble?
你只要在世界里,
if you're in the world, you're in trouble.
你里面要觉得你在极难中,
you feel that you are in deep trouble.
你觉得诡诈的时候要给你什么,要拿什么加给你呢?
He said, what shall be given to you, you deceitful tongue?
我有祸了,
you feel that woe is me, why who live in this world? Too long has my soul had its dwelling place for those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. This is the world. So you're not pleased with your environment. You're not pleased with yourself. Why? Because the whole land is polluted. We live in such a world. Hear the words of your friends talking. Even the most civilized, see what they are saying. Then you know what kind of world we live in. He said, I cried in deep trouble when I was in deep trouble. So this is the beginning.
因着这个缘故,
because of this,
你就离开本地本族和本全父家,
so you are willing to leave your land, your father, your relatives.
所以到了121篇的时候,
so when you come to Psalm
121,
The author of the psalm comes to the land, has reached the land of Canaan.
我们刚才说过了,
we already said before.
那么自从以色列被掳以后, 以色列人多半都是从耶利哥那个地方就过了约旦河。
You know, the people of Israel, they always come to the Jerusalem through Jericho.
结果他们发现来到最低的地方。
But when they come to Jericho, they discover they're at the lowest place.
因为他们实在已经在海平面底下。
Because they're already under the sea level.
但是远远他们看见是高山。
But then from a distance they saw the mountain. They know the Mount of Olives is there. Discover that he needs help. He cannot do it himself. If after you're saved,
now
your feet are upon the land of Canaan. But if God calls us to offer our best to him, when you look up to the mountain,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, you feel you can't do it. He said, so from whence shall my help come from? But thank God. God wants us to offer Isaac today. God wants us to offer the best of the land. And as God helps us,
能走到哪里?
That we can reach there.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand?
因为这是上行的路。
Because this is a way of ascent.
你从来不觉得你自己有个重量。
You never felt that you had a certain weight.
我们常常有时候带着年轻，我们带过年轻人去走这一段路的。
So we actually took some young people to climb this way.
我们曾经安排过。
So we arranged it such
让年轻人爬那段路。
To allow the young people to climb up that way.
他们很兴奋，都要走那条路。
So they're very excited to go that way.
但他们知道他们走不远的。
But they knew that they couldn't go too far.
所以我们暗中呢已经把 bus 准备好了，在中途等他们的。
So we prepared a bus already for them so to pick them up.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为如果要走那条路的话
，Because if you're going to go that way，
你一定要沿着山谷往上走。
You have to go through the valley and go up.
你是从太平面以下一直到海平面以上。
So you have to go from below sea level to above sea level.
那么最重要一点
，The more most important thing，
从海平面以下一直到死海这一段。
So from the Dead Sea, the lowest part of the earth，
这一段叫做火谷，叫做 Fire Valley。
From the Dead Sea to the sea level is called the Valley of Fire。
意思是说，你如果从上面往下走的话，对不对
？So if you go from the top，
或者我这样说吧。耶路撒冷如果下雪的话
，So if Jerusalem snows，
如果你开车往下走的话
，If you drive downward，
你到了海平面底下一点雪也没有。
So when you come to the bottom of the below sea level，
所有的雪通通融化掉了。
All the snow has already melted。
因为那个谷叫做火谷
，Because that valley is called the valley of fire。
所以如果全世界有一个地方能够形容像地狱一样的话
，So if there's a place that you can use it to describe like hell，
犹太人告诉你说
，The Jewish people will tell you，
就是那条谷
，It's that valley of fire。
你经过那条谷，没有不流眼泪。
When you go to that valley, there's no chance that you will not shed tears.
没有一个人经过地狱不流眼泪。
No one can go through hell and not shed tears.
这是不可能的。
This is impossible.
如果你要上去，你一定要经过那条谷。
If you are going to climb up, you have to go through that valley.
你一面你走不动。
On the one hand, you cannot climb.
另一面你还又热。
On the other hand, you think it's hot.
尤其夏天的时候。
Especially in the summer.
那尤其你到了那一带，根本你没有办法形容它有多热。
So you cannot describe how hot it is over there.
所以这个就是诗篇八十四篇所说的那个。流泪的谷
So this is the valley of tears that Psalm 84 describes. Not only that,
主耶稣受试探就是在那个旷野。
The Lord Jesus was tempted in that desert.
所以白天太阳会伤你，夜里借着月亮会害你的。
So that the sun will smite you by day and the moon by night.
犹太人告诉我们，如果晚上你对着月亮睡觉的话，可能会发疯的。
At night, if you look at the moon and you sleep, you'll probably go crazy.
但是很稀奇的。
It's very interesting.
你知道那一条路是最难走、最难走的一条。
That way is the most difficult way to walk.
其实时间不久的。
Actually, the timing is not long.
如果脚踏车，如果脚踏车，可能40分钟应该可以。
Maybe if you ride your bike, it'll take you 40 minutes to go up.
不大容易，但是车子很快就上，就到了上面。
But it's very quick for a car to go up.
但是那是非常非常难走。
But it's a very difficult way.
所以这就是诗篇一百二十一。
So this is Psalm 121.
到了诗篇一百二十二篇。
When you come to Psalm 122,
他们就到了橄榄山。
They come to the Mount of Olives.
我们怎么知道是橄榄山
？How do we know it's Mount of Olives?
也许大家会觉得纳闷。
Maybe people will think it's strange.
第二节说
，Verse two is
Jerusalem. 耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
那不是已经到了耶路撒冷了吗
？Haven't you come to Jerusalem?
那这是因为你不认识耶路撒冷。
That's because you don't know Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，你如果去过耶路撒冷，你就知道。
If you've been to Jerusalem, you'll know.
耶路撒冷有城墙，不错。
Jerusalem has a city wall.
这是不错的。
It's true.
那是指着你在耶路撒冷城墙的门内。
It means
耶路撒冷城墙的门内。
That means that you're inside the city walls of the city.
这里圣经是说在耶路撒冷呢，在你的门内。
So, but here it says you are standing within your gate of Jerusalem.
现在我们要问了。
So we want to ask.
耶路撒冷从哪里开始的
？Where does Jerusalem begin?
不是进了城门。以后才算在门内。
It's not that you enter the gates of Jerusalem, then you're within the city.
大家还记不记得主耶稣那驴驹的故事
？Does everybody remember when the Lord Jesus was upon the donkey and the colt?
不是去牵那个驴驹吗
？Well, then they went to bring a colt to him.
牵驴驹什么地方
？What? Where did they get this colt?
那个地方叫伯发奇。
That place is called Bethphage.
你知道跟伯大尼很像，叫伯离伯大尼不远，叫
Bethphage. Very close to Bethany. It's called Bethphage.
你到了 Bethphage 啊。
When you come to Bethphage,
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那个地方就是耶路撒冷的开始。
That is actually the beginning of Jerusalem.
你看见没有？这个是 city limit.
It's the city limit.
所以你只要过了伯法其。
So if you just cross the Bethphage,
你往耶路撒冷方向走的话，
if you go to Jerusalem,
从那方向走的话，你已经在耶路撒冷以内了。
You discover that you're within Jerusalem.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
你记不记得圣经里面呢？有红母牛的灰要烧的。
Do you remember in the Bible it spoke about the red heifer and how its ashes needed to be burned?
红的母牛要烧成灰。
The red heifer, its ashes needed to be burned.
灰呢放在水里面。
And then you put those ashes in the water.
如果有人要进圣殿的话。
If someone's going to enter into the temple.
你用这个灰就撒在他的身上。
And then you spread this red heifer's ashes upon him.
他就洁净了。
Then he is sanctified.
他都不洁净了嘛，现在他就进。
He was unclean, now then he's made clean.
否则你不知道什么事会发生。
Otherwise you don't know what will happen.
你在现在为什么现在以色列人他们已经准备好盖圣殿了。
So now the people of Israel, they've already are prepared to rebuild the temple.
但他们现在有一个问题。
But now the problem is this.
谁能够靠近圣殿的根基？
Who can approach the temple?
你今天没有红母牛啊。
Today you don't have the red heifer.
没有红母牛你就得不着洁净。
If you don't have the red heifer, you cannot be clean.
你得不着洁净，结果呢，你就会被击杀的。
If you're not clean, then you will be slaughtered.
所以我们知道那个时候他们就烧这个红母牛。
So then they burned this the ashes of the red.
他们说从摩西到现在大概一共有九头的红母牛。
So from Moses until now they've been able to identify 9 red heifers.
根据他们拉比说，如果有第十头的红母牛的话，弥赛亚就来了。
According to the rabbis, they feel that after the 10th red heifer, then the Messiah will return.
那前不久真的果然那个红母牛发红诞生了。
Not too long ago, there was a red heifer that was born.
而且拉比去检查，说是完全 kosher， 完全是正规的。
And the rabbis said that it was kosher.
但是结果大家很紧张啊。
But because everyone was very nervous.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
红母牛如果诞生的话，
if the red heifer is born，
现在就可以被洁净了。
Then you can be made clean.
以色列可以建造圣殿。
Then the people of Israel can build the temple.
结果你看，你这个话慢慢就传到 liberal 的犹太人手耳朵里面。
And then this has been sent to the ears of the liberal Jews.
如果这些 Orthodox Jews 真的要盖圣殿的话，
if the Orthodox Jews are going to build the temple，
那就是完，那就什么都完，那就完了。
Then everything is over.
所以紧张得不得了。
So they're very nervous.
后来他们有人说要去暗杀那头牛。
So people were saying about trying to assassinate that red heifer.
这个 CNN 的消息告诉我们呢。
CNN news told us.
他们日夜都派着兵，派着这个人来保护那个牛啊。
And then they were protecting this red heifer night and day.
这个太紧张了。
So it's too nervous.
后来犹太人还是很聪明。
So then the Jews were very smart.
后来他们找到毛病了。
So they found a problem.
他这个红母牛是红母牛不错。
So this is a red heifer, no problem.
不过它的尾巴有两根三根是白毛。
So but its tails has 2 or 3 white hairs.
这个不算 kosher.
So this is not kosher.
我们收回。
So what we refrain from calling it.
这个才平下来。
So then pacified.
那他们有没有放松呢？没有。
Did they let go? No.
他们还要第十头的红母牛。
They still want the 10th red heifer.
他们说现在我们可以用clone 的办法来做。
So we can clone the red heifer now.
所以现在有人就在做这些事情。
So some people are doing this kind
of work. 那为什么讲这个呢？就给弟兄做一个印象。
Well, I'm talking. Why am I talking about this? I want to give you an impression.
从摩西到现在大概是有十头九头。
From Moses until now, there are probably 9 red heifers.
因为烧的时候可以用很久的。
But you can when you burn the ashes, you can use the ashes.
那么等到以色列人到耶路撒冷以后。
So after the people of Israel they come to Jerusalem.
那根据圣经，这个红母牛一定要烧在营外的。
And then according to the Bible.This red heifer needs to be burned outside the city.
所以他们在哪里烧呢？
So where did they burn this?
一点都不错。
Without a doubt.
就是在橄榄山最高的地方。
It's the highest point in Mount of Olives.
大概是我们主耶稣升天的地方。
Probably where our Lord Jesus ascended into heaven.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那大概在伯法其这一边。
It's probably to the east side of that city.
所以那个已经在营外了。
So it's already outside the camp.
所以呢，那个烧的地方刚好对准什么？对准这个东门的。
So the place where you burn it is faced towards the east gate or the beautiful gate.
或者说对准这个旧约圣殿里面那个美门。
Or pointed towards the beautiful gate of the Old Testament.
有强盗告诉你说。
So there will be these travel. This.
你如果从烧红母牛灰那个地方。
If you start from the place where they burn the ashes of the red heifer. You draw one line.
连到那个美门。
And you connect it to the beautiful gate.
还有和圣母大教堂那个尖顶连带，你如果注意一下的话。
So it will be, if you compare that with the St. Mary's Cathedral.
这个不是这个就
是 Holy Sepulchre.
那么这个圣母大教堂就是刚好是三个点是一个直线，三个点成为一个直线。
So the separate.
No, no.就是说就最高的点烧烧红母牛的。
So you start with one point where they burn the ash.
然后那个然后就是什么就是圣殿。
And then the temple.
然后圣母大教堂。
And then the holy sepulchre.
那么也是最高的地方。
And then also the highest place.
他们告诉你三个完全成为一条直线。
You can draw one line that connects all three places.
不当然的，如果你不懂得内幕的话，你觉得这个很稀奇。
So if you don't understand what the end goings are, then you'll think this is pretty amazing.
这就是为什么我每次到耶路撒冷，我不带人去圣母大教堂的原因。
So that's why when we go to Israel, I never take people to the Holy Sepulchre.
因为圣母大教堂是完全模仿圣殿盖的。
Because the Holy Sepulchre was built using the temple as a model.
因为他们觉得神已经把以色列放在一边。
Because they feel that God has already set aside the people of Israel.
所以呢，他的那个整个的方向跟一个在东山，一个在西山。
So one is in the eastern mountain, one is the western mountain.
圣殿在东山。
The temple is in the eastern mountain.
这个所谓的这个圣母大教堂在西山。
And the holy sepulchre is in the west mountain.
所以他们这个才是新耶路撒冷。
So they feel that this is the new Jerusalem.
那个是旧耶路撒冷。
That's the old Jerusalem.
神已经把它废去了。
God has already done away with it.
所以呢，你看见只要这个，所以这个凡是相对于祭坛的那个地方。
So if you look at the place where the altar should be,
which is corresponds
to the altar,
那么那个就是主耶稣钉十字架的地方。
Is the place where they feel the Lord Jesus was crucified.
那么相当于这个至圣所的地方。
And the corresponding place where the Holy of Holies is.
那么就是主耶稣复活的地方。
Is where the Lord Jesus resurrected.
100% artificial, 完完全全是人工。
It's 100% artificial.
所以你看见圣母大教堂很有趣，不错。
So the Holy Sepulchre is very interesting.
你如果读历史的话。
But if you study history,
你就知道说这个完完全全是模仿圣殿。
You know this is but an imitation of the temple.
所以盖的时候
，So when they built it,
的确三条线是三个线，三个点是一条线。
You can draw one straight line from that place.
所以从这里大家就知道。
So from this we know.
那么到了橄榄山的时候
，When you come to Mount of Olives,
你已经到了耶路撒冷的边界。
You have already come to the borderline of Jerusalem.
那么现在如果你站在橄榄山
，So if you're standing in the Mount of Olives,
你往耶路撒冷看的话
，If you look towards Jerusalem,
那是最好你能看见整个的耶路撒冷。
So then you can see almost the whole Jerusalem.
所以耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
So Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together.
所以这个不可能一个人到了耶路撒冷看见的。
So it's not, it can't be a picture when you see if you already reach Jerusalem.
这是不可能。
It's impossible.
就好像你到了 Manhattan.
It's just like if you go to Manhattan.
You're in Manhattan.
If you go to Manhattan.
你站在那个摩天大楼底下。
You go under the Empire State Building.
你最多只看见摩天大楼。
You can only see the Empire State Building.
但是你不会说整个纽约城像个整齐的城，你看不见。
But you won't say, "Oh, the whole New York City is a whole compact city together."
所以这个景象是什么呢
？So what is the picture shown in
122? 上的景象。
It's the picture when you see from Mount of Olives.
对不起，我想我们的时间已经没有。
I think our time is up.
我们只能够说到这里。
We can just say this much.
我们下一次再继续。
We will continue next time.
我本来今天是想把整个的背景说一遍。
So I was going to give you the whole background today.
因为我们大家可能有的人没有太多的概念。
Because maybe not all of us have a great general concept.
所以我们先把地理的位置弄清楚。
So once we get are clear about the geographical location,
我们再来看它背后那些属灵的功课。
Then we can look at the spiritual lessons behind it.
然后你再来读这十五篇的诗篇。
Then when you study the 15 Psalms,
你就能。
Then you can receive much help from it.
那我知道大家今天来都没有准备的。
I know everyone when they came didn't prepare.
那我们今天开始以后就给大家一个机会，很好的机会。
So now that we've started, we'll give everybody an opportunity.
也许大家过节没有机会去读圣经。
Maybe because you're celebrating the holidays, you don't have time to study.
求主给你恩典。
May the Lord give you grace.
看看你能不能挤出一点时间。
Can you find some time?
我们一次只是讲五篇就是。
We'll just cover five songs.
这样的话，我们大概可以把十五篇讲完。
Then we can finish probably all 15 songs.
那我们只是给大家一个概念。
We're just giving you a general idea.
那么然后大家再去读诗篇一百，读诗篇十五篇。
Then you study Psalm
the 15 Psalms,
那么这个诗篇这个上行的诗大家就有很大的帮助。
Then you study these 15 Psalms, you'll be greatly helped.
我总的来说，
But generally speaking,
这个上行的诗篇的背后，
The Song of Degrees,
乃是上行的道路。
Behind it, you'll find the way of degrees or the way of ascension.
说出基督徒的一个上行路。
And it speaks about this highway, this upward highway that a Christian ought to go through.
成圣的道路。
It's also a way of sanctification.
我们一步一步的能够被带到神的旨意。
Step by step, we can be brought into the will of God.
我们慢慢的就长大。
So slowly we grow up.
就成熟了。
We become mature.
所以这就是这十五篇所告诉我们。
So this is what these 15 Psalms tell us.
好，我们限于时间，我们今天。
Because of time, we will just conclude here today.
我们低头一个简单的祷告。
Let us bow with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words back into your hands.
谢谢你何等爱我们。
Thank you that you love us.
在这一年最末了的时候。
So at the end of this year,
你还提醒我们。
You remind us.
我们承认好像一年又过去。
We admit as if another year has passed by.
好像一年再也不回来。
As if this year will not return.
我们又失去了一年。
We as if we've lost another year.
主啊，我们在你面前祷告说。
So Lord, our prayer before you
is this. 但愿这一年还没有完全过去。
That before this year ends,
你对我们说话。
Lord, may you speak to us.
他让我们能面对新的一年。
That we may face a new year.
但愿2005年。
That in 2005.
是个好的开始。
May be a good beginning.
我们能走在你所喜悦的上行的道路。
We may walk upon this way of ascent.
虽然又经过流泪谷。
Even though we have to go through the valley of tears.
但是要带给我们秋雨之福。
It will bring us the early rain.
我们每一个人能力上加力来到你面前来朝见。
That we may come strength to strength before to face you.
靠着你的宝血。
That by your blood.
我们能坦然无惧来到你的面前。
Enter boldly into your presence to please you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你为我们预备了这个聚会。
You prepare such a meeting for us.
就证明你没有忘记。
It proves that you didn't forget us.
证明你没有丢弃我们。
You did not forsake us.
你还给我们机会。
You still give us opportunity.
我把荣耀都归给你。
We give you all glory.
但愿这个年，这一年。
May this year,
这个年最结尾的时候,
at the end of this year,
是我们一生最难忘的时候,
may be a time when we cannot forget.
但愿这是我们一生最大的转捩点,
may it be a great turning point in our lives.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱,
we pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen. Amen.